friend, I am back with you today. Todd is joining me here on the Chase Lounge, and I just want to pop in and let you know that for me, meal prep actually helps me not revert back into disordered eating patterns. And despite popular belief, I think that planning meals throughout the week can help you think less about food. I have a friend who is very active in the intuitive eating space, and she holds a totally different experience. I think in that her move towards a pure intuitive eating, or as a pure intuitive eater, it allows her to think less about food because she's not thinking about her next meal or what she should be eating, and she's not so hyper-focused on numbers and what she feels like she has to hit. And I think that that is 100% valid and whole and real. And if that's you, that's amazing. For me personally, and something that maybe you can relate to, is that when I plan my meals for the week, and maybe not all of them, right? Maybe if I plan breakfast and lunch and I often leave dinners open, it brings me space to not have to think about food during the week. So I'll prep these meals, I'll cut up veggies, maybe I'll make all of them and separate them out so I can grab them on the go. It allows me to like not have to think about what I'm eating for lunch during the day, right? I grab it, it's in my car. If I really don't feel like eating it, maybe I'll go get something else. But the majority of the time, I'm in a bind and I need to chow on that food. I found that when I was only intuitively eating, and still doing it with my knowledge around portion sizes and macros, because it's still very important for me as an athlete, it actually caused a lot more stress around food for me, because I would be out and I didn't have anything to eat, or I would wake up and, you know, it's lunchtime. I didn't wake up at lunch, but I would wake up and the day would go on and it's lunchtime, and I'm like, fuck, what do I eat? I don't really know what I have. What do I want? And I'm super indecisive when it comes to anything. And so a lot of the times it was like, I don't even know what I want. Like, I just want food to be here so that I can eat it, so that I can move on. So this is me telling you that if you like to prep food, like maybe you're in the space where you're trying to be a little bit less restrictive around food. Or maybe you just don't know where you're at on your eating journey. If you like to prep food and have those meals planned, friggin' good for you, and keep doing it because that's what works for you. There's nothing that says that meal prepping and eating out of Tupperware has to be restrictive, or has to be, you know, disordered eating, or even has to be a diet. It can simply be a tool that helps you think about food less during the day, maybe be less stressed, maybe be a little bit just more confident in moving throughout the day and knowing that, you know, you're eating good whole meals that are fueling you in your activities. Just a note I wanted to share with you, and something that actually really helps keep me, I think, just flowing smoothly, is having at least one or two meals during the day prepped and ready to just take and go. I will note that with saying that I have started ordering some Power Plate meals, and it's this amazing company. The food is so clean, it's so great, and personally in the past I've ordered meals from companies that have a lot of oil in them. My stomach doesn't really jive with the oil, and Power Plate doesn't utilize a lot of oil. It's lower in fat, which I personally really enjoy, and so I do have a discount code if you want to look into ordering some. Maybe if you don't like meal prep, but you do want some just meals to grab and go and take. I'll post that in the description. But they're great. Prep your meals, don't prep your meals, do whatever the hell you want. But own it and know that I personally like meal prep, so you can be on team Tupperware with me if you want. All right, I'll see you guys next time. Say bye, Todd. Bye.